Welcome back to the Roundtable. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss what makes a great performance, hearing Shally Open's version of an aria from Don Giovanni alongside a contemporary version.
Yehuda Hanani, I've always wondered about this. You know, some people have it, and they get on a stage and, you know, a Joshua Bell or you, and you're regarded as, these are rock stars. What do you have to be a great performer?
This is a wonderful question. We could spend a lot of time talking about what are the ingredients, what goes into a good performance, or what makes a bad performance. There are a lot of issues, so let's go one by one. First of all, the historically correct issue.
Sure.
Some people believe that in order to play Baroque music the way it should be played, you have to study the period, you have to use historical instruments, you have to maybe put on a wig, maybe you have to put some fleece in your armpits to simulate the feeling of the historic period. I don't know how far it goes, or use candlelight, gut strings, etc., etc. All these things, I appreciate them, but they're not directly related to the music. In other words, there is a phrase there, there is a structure, the composer has a message. Think of Shakespeare. Must we use the accent that Shakespearean actors used 500 years ago?
Sure.
Or maybe we could say what distinguished a Shakespearean performance, a good performance, or a good performance of a Bach, was that it communicated to the audience. This is historically correct. It communicated to the audience. So if that's the purpose, then in order to communicate to the audience today, we have to do whatever is necessary to achieve the same result that performers during the Baroque period achieved.
Well, let me argue this.
Which goes against the use of... Because in this way, we go into a time machine and we are pushing everything 300 years back.
Yeah.
Rather than... So it becomes a museum. It becomes a dusty kind of a archaeological dig. But it's no longer an immediate, exciting artistic experience.
Okay, let's take just a couple of people. Take Yo-Yo Ma, mm-hmm. one of all of our favorites. What does he have besides... I mean, he's an excellent player, obviously.
He's a superb instrumentalist.
Yeah. But when you watch him, you really have a sense that you're watching something amazing. Is it personality? Is it character? What is it that makes somebody really great? Joshua Bell. You go to a concert. I watched him at Tanglewood one time, and I watched the line of young women outside the door who wanted to get to meet him.
Is that how you judge a good performance?
Well, I'm asking you whether sex appeal is part of it.
Well, we're getting into another issue. What are we talking about, the composer or the performer? All the names you mentioned right now were names of performers.
Yeah.
When I go to a concert, I want to hear a certain performer play Beethoven or play Bach. In other words, for me, the ultimate experience is what the composer is saying, not the sex appeal of the person on the stage. I appreciate technical perfection, but if it's not at the service of a musical message, it leaves me cold.
But you're an accomplished musician. You're not like the rest of us. I mean, what fills the hall?
You're bringing commercial...
I'm so sorry. Yes,
I am. You're talking business now.
Well, now we're talking business.
And I'm talking about what makes a good performance.
Okay, if I'm Mark Volpe or Tony Fogg going
out... They're in the business side of the profession.
Yeah, but they're going out and they're going to decide how to fill the hall.
Well, they could have...
They don't get...
They could have topless performers and they'll have a full house every night.
But they could get Marcella Schlumpf, but they don't. But they have to find somebody, you know, who will bring the bodies in. And those people have what?
This is an old dilemma. I mean... Who dictates what? Do we go by box office or do we go by...
Well, what do you go by? I've seen performances that you've done in which you bring in a beautiful and talented actress to be a narrator. You know what you're doing.
Well, I was told once or twice, we had a very pretty violinist and they said, never mind how she plays, bring her again. We want to sit there and look at her making the movements on the violin.
Well,
but
well,
we are getting farther and farther away from the original question of what makes a good performance.
Well, but I don't think that's true. I mean, I think if I am looking at that beautiful violinist and looking down there and she's doing a good job, I think that that's part of the experience.
So you're saying that the visual part of a concert
is
equally important to the acoustic part?
Well, no, I mean, yes, I think both of them are obviously, I can be a wise guy here, but both of them are obviously important components to what I'm watching.
Yeah. There's no denying that we go to concerts because there is a visual aspect and we are there while the music is being made, and that's what makes it so immediate and so exciting, rather than sit at home and hear a canned CD.
Yeah. Well, but each of us, I mean, we go to see your concerts, Yehuda, yeah, and we see this violinist that you use a lot, Yonatan.
Yeah, Barry.
Barry, and he really has that sort of indefinable charisma that, yeah, that you see.
It's true. It's true.
So what I need to know is, should a kid with big, thick glasses who practiced the violin all of his life, but who isn't tall and who doesn't have that sort of magnetism, is that person consigned to sort of musical backbenching for the rest of their lives?
You are touching on very, very important questions here. A lot of careers were made more because of stage appearance, because of looks, than because of the musical talent. It's true. There's no denying.
Think of your conductors. Think of Bernstein. Think of these other guys and how dramatic their
in the case
ability.
Of Bernstein, there was he was so gifted that he had both. He had... Right. He had the public appeal, he had the choreographic appeal, he knew how to move on the sure. stage, he knew how to woo the audience, but he also understood music so profoundly. So it's a wonderful thing. If you just were the physical Bernstein without the musical Bernstein, it wouldn't have happened.
And yet we have seen frauds, have we not? Guys who get up there and appeal to the audience and don't have that kind of knowledge.
Yeah. This is mostly because of the insecurity of the audience rather than the...
Say that again. I mean, part of our culture is that we go to see concerts, we know what we know, we know what we don't know,
right,
and we like certain things.
I brought some examples to start with. I know this is a topic we can talk about and
sure.
examine at length, but I brought an example of, to bring it back to the content itself, not to appearance, but there was a great Russian bass, a baritone singer. His name was Shalyapin. And great, great singer and tremendous character singer. He could really, when he did operas that he did well, like in the Russian repertoire, Mussorgsky, he would give you goosebumps. But when he takes Mozart... Mm. It becomes a farce. It's almost like a joke, how not to sing Mozart, because of lack of understanding of the culture, of lack of understanding of the style, because he uses the music just as material to dramatize his own acting on the stage. So I have an example of him singing the catalog aria of Leporello from Don Giovanni. This is a very amusing moment where Leporello is... giving a list of all his master's lovers, all his paramours in different countries. In Italy, he has so many lovers, and in Spain, he has, and in Germany, he has so many. But in Spain, he has 1,003.
Wow. So sounds like my kind of guy.
Right. So we have a recording. It's an old recording. Technologically, it's embarrassing. I mean, the orchestra sounds like it's in another neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And but you get the idea of how not to sing Mozart by a great, great singer. And then we can hear a regular contemporary singer doing the same aria and compare.
Wonderful. Thank you. Italia 640 e in Olmania 231 gente in Francia in Turchia 91 in Ispania ma in Ispania son già 1003 1003 e la ragazza contadine cameriere cittadine banconcesse baronesse e margagliere principesse e valvodica 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 in Italia 231 100 in Francia in Turchia 91 mamma in Ispania Ogni forma, ogni età, ogni forma.
That was Alan Chartok speaking to cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. Close Encounters with Music presents the Roaring Twenties, Berlin, Paris, and New York, Saturday, June 2nd at 6 p.m. in the Ozawa Hall at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. To learn more, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.